Hello and welcome to FE Muse. In today's podcast, we're talking about careers in the police force. I'm delighted to say today we're joined by Salome Verrill, Senior Tutor at ULaw. The Police Vision 2025 recognises that the police service needs to be delivered by a professional workforce equipped with the skills and capabilities necessary for policing the 21st century. So can I start by asking you, Salome, what is the best way for the police service to attract a representative mix of people with the right skills, knowledge and potential, behaviours and values to deliver this policing vision?
Well, part of the vision is to get a degree standard, and they feel that that's one way of doing it, but having more than one entry route and making it available to everyone.
Now, the police force has roles for many other positions other than police officers.
Yeah.
So to get the right mix between officers and staff, how can the police force attract new talent? And what are the best ways of finding out about other potential career opportunities within policing?
Some of the other opportunities that are available I'm going to go into in a minute, but there are three ways to get into policing in accordance with the strategy, and that is either as an apprentice, so you can join without any sort of higher education qualification at all, and you join as a constable and then you follow a three-year apprenticeship in professional police practice, and that leads to a professional policing degree. So that makes it very attractive to people who don't already have that qualification and perhaps feel that they'd be much better learning on the job. Then you've got people who've already got a degree. So you may have a geography degree or a history degree. You can get into the police force that way. And then you follow a two-year work-based program, which again leads to the professional policing degree. Or you could do it with us and get your degree first, a three-year course. We do a four-year course as well, in case for people who perhaps feel they don't have the foundations, they really know nothing at all about law and policing, we give you a foundation year as well before we put you onto the three-year degree. And then with that, you go straight into the job and you do a very short job training program. So it really does open it up to people from different backgrounds.
So just going back to the 3 and 4 year options, is it the university themselves that decides the 3 or 4 year, or is it you as a pupil yourself that would decide that?
Oh, no, it would be you, whatever you feel you need. So, yeah, we do the foundation to, again, throw the net even wider for people to say, I'm not even going to consider the degree in policing because I know absolutely nothing about law, policing or justice, but we can give you that foundation.
Okay. And typically, would it be someone who has completed a full course at school that would do a 3 year and someone that might have finished at 16 that would do the 4 year? Or is there a correlation between that? Or,
well, we would like A-levels and GCSEs for you to do the course, but we are willing to consider people with different sorts of qualifications from different backgrounds.
Okay, so what are the benefits of creating a culture that values difference and diversity, sort of one which empowers individuals and is more representative of the communities they serve?
Well, having a force that reflects the community is going to be more attractive to the community. You're going to be more approachable. You're going to have a closer connection with society and the community that you serve and the public. And that is obviously going to lead to a better understanding between the police and the public, or especially on the part of the public, you know.
And for policing to innovate at the pace required, how can changes to the culture and leadership of the police service best be introduced, would you say?
I would say from the inside out. I would say the more diversity we have, the better it's going to be, the more diverse a force we're going to have, and also going up through the ranks for leadership. So inside out, I would say.
And recent research has shown that the 50-year careers are now sort of becoming the norm, meaning that continuous professional development and lifelong learning are much more important than they ever have been before. How can the police service support CPD while adding critical new skills to the police force?
Well, it's actually a very big part of the policing vision. It's one of the goals where they say that creating a clear, flexible and accredited entry to policing and continuing professional development is what's going to lead to a much more diverse, happy, satisfied police force that will stay in the job all the way to the top.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Salome. If people would like some more information, where should they go?
Well, they should go to our website at law.ac.uk, and then you can find details of all our undergraduate courses. But you could just tap into your search engine, ULaw, policing or policing degree, and it will take you straight to what you need to know.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.